All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not? Because we can't hide the dude world. It's Labor Day. Is it Labor Day? I think it's Labor. So happy Labor Day. All right. God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning. Good morning. How to do? It's your girl, the Why and Why Not? Because we can. Enjoy your holiday. Okay, I want to say that. Let's start off by saying that. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your me time with your family. Enjoy your me time with your family. Because listen, times is hard. I understand that. Now, they're going to be a little harder. We got a lot of things going on in the world. Number one, Mother Nature is coming back with vengeance. So I would like to say our prayer goes out to that East Coast. That's been hit with that bad weather. Okay. Our prayer goes out. I'm sending my prayer warriors out. All right. Speedy rebuild is going to be bigger and better. Okay. Every year, Mother Nature is getting worse by the minute, y'all. That's why they said the structures, we need to rebuild to New York. New York as well. Speedy rebuild. Okay. Our prayers is going out. Our condolences to the people who may have lost their lives in the weather and the storms. Y'all had to breathe. I'm telling you. I'm climbing up in this bed. I'm relaxing, y'all. Listen. My condolences to anyone who may have lost their lives in this weather. Mother Nature is showing up and showing out once again. Listen, I suggest we start getting ready for things. We start getting prepared. Now, the president said that it's going to be a cold winter. So I'm going to take that as I'm going to go buy more cover, more toiletry, more canned goods. More candles, flashlights, anything that you use that you can use just in case the lights or anything go off. Things that you might need. It's gonna be cold. You might need extra blankets just to get prepared. Just to get prepared for things because you never know what could happen. Listen, get yourself ready. I say because we got a lot of things going on around us. America is known for helping other countries. So I say let's get ourselves together. I'm really upset with that because only one reason. We're good at helping other countries except our own. I mean, sometimes you got to clean up your own backyard. How are you going to go rescue people from their third world country where they got poverty and you got poverty right here in America, right here in your backyard? How you gonna turn a blind eye to your situation and go try to help others out of their situation? Listen, we've been over there for 20 years, they say. And they trying to tell us do not base our decision on what we hear from the soldiers or the people who've been over there for years. Well, I am, because they know. We've been over there for 20 years, and to me, haven't achieved shit, but had to bring half of the country over here to us because they are changing hands in authority. We change presidents every 4 years. Don't nobody come rescue us. We go through what we have to go through. Why can't they? So I'm going to say this to say that. And not only did we go rescue them, we gave them money, shelter, you know what I'm saying? Food, all what we're not giving to our own people. Downtown California is riddled with homeless people, homeless families. How can you go to another country and get people, wait, no, and take care of them, and you're not taking care of your own people. That's like not taking care of your own backyard. I don't understand that. And giving them shelter when they don't have shelter. So with that said, I believe our president, this was a wrong move. I'm sorry. They have to go through just like us. I don't know what part of your mind made you feel like these people were special when you're not even taking care of your people right at home, right here in your backyard. So with that said, I'm going to be the first to say I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to start looking for another candidate for presidency. Yep, you only been in the office one. We did it, Joe. You only been in office not even a year. And I feel like this is the biggest mistake we could ever make. I'm sorry, and I'm an American people, and I'm going to speak on it. Really, I'm going to speak on it because, like I said, here we go, America trying to clean up other people's houses when your backyard ain't even clean. What's happening with our homeless situation? You guys putting shit back to 2023, 2024. Y'all went over here and got these people. In less than 24 hours, they have food, shelter, and fucking cash. But we're leaving the homeless on the street for 2 to 3 more years. But y'all bringing outsiders in and giving them the comforts that should be going to your people that's been here for years and that's living on the street. I don't understand. When are we going to get a president that's really for the people and not for themselves? I don't understand. We did it, Joe. What did y'all do? I feel like this is going to be the epic mistake the world could ever make. I mean, because like I said, these people, I'm not trying to judge, but these people are not afraid to scrap a bomb onto their backs and walk into somewhere and die for a cause. America is not like that. You're going to bring people who will die for a cause into your country. So I feel like this, he has 3 more years and I'm going to be looking for a new president because you should have did something else with that. Clean your own backyard first. When are we going to get a president that's going to clean up America first instead of worrying about other countries? Really? Did y'all see those robot dogs that comes from China? Did you see the robot dogs yet? See, we should be worried about stuff like that. Our new technology. Oh, but we're not. We're buying it from them. We are buying things from Japan. We should be making our own things. See, they country worry about them. You don't see them go over there messing with those people. They do not. We shouldn't have. Who's overseeing all his decisions? That's another thing. And why is our people so corrupt? It just feels like it's corrupt. Because for the life of me, I don't understand why we was over there. Thousands of soldiers got killed. We've been over there 20 years. 20 years worth of soldiers died, and I don't even know why. And they families don't know why neither. 13 or 12 soldiers just died at the airport out there. In Iraq. Why? Why are we still there? Why didn't we evacuate first? Them people got choices. They either stay or go. Yay or nay. What's so hard about it? Yeah, they're going to face a lot because people are going to resent them because they coming from another country getting what we should have already got and we stay right here in America. Where's the common sense in our Congress? We need to get all of them out there, wipe it all clean and start all over and mix it up, make a variety, young and old. Mix it up. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to say. We did it, Joe. I'm waiting on something else to go down. Trust and believe. With me, he already out the door. Who's going to oversee his decisions? I thought we talk about this, but apparently we don't. Happy Labor Day, y'all. It's Monday. Holiday Monday. It's Holiday Monday. Love yourself. If you don't love yourself, how you expect for others to love you? Know your worth. Really, know your worth. And don't let nobody guilt trip you into nothing. For real. If you're out and you're having fun, make sure you live your best life. Because believe me, they are. Some people get mad when you live your best life. And they want to live theirs, but don't want you to live yours. Boy, bye. Sit down. I'm going to match your energy. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so why and why not? Because we can. All right, peace and love, y'all. We're having some sort of difficulty right now. I love y'all, and I'm going to get back to you. I'm babysitting today. I'm grandma. I got the kids over, and the kids is kids, so you know it's going to be some type of difficulty right now, as it always is. Okay, come on, lay down. Let me put you under here.
Okay, I gotta go kiss my pillow.
Okay, hope your mama don't catch you.
Mama is not asleep.
She's not asleep, so just don't do nothing right now. Just, oh God, listen, y'all, I love y'all. You know how I go when we got the kids, this kid's over there. Listen, they want you to be a grandma 24/7. It's 5 o'clock here in the AMs. Actually, it's 5:36. And baby girl just woke back up, and she's not going to sleep right now. And I got to go to work in a couple of hours, y'all. I was sure finna get into it. Love yourself. Really. Love yourself. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything you want. Remember, practice makes perfect. My condolences to anyone who may have lost a loved one. Take your time. Nobody can tell you how to grieve. Take it day by day. I just want to know, you know, I just want to know if you feel like you need time out just to have a moment to yourself, take that peace. If it's just the woo side to breathe, to go in your car, to take a time out, a moment, take that peace. Because peace is everything. All right. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Peace and love, y'all. I'm out.